What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is One Heat Minute.
Drop of a hat, these guys will rock and roll.
What's your name?
Wayne Grove.
Look like gangbangers working the local 7-Eleven. Robbery, homicides, take me out.
Give me all you got!
This and
give me all you got!
I do what I do best. I take scores. You do what you do best. I'm trying to stop guys like me.
A podcast dedicated to all 170 minutes of Michael Mann's LA crime opus Heat, 1 minute at a time.
Hi, Hazel. Hazel, my Howard. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to 1 Heat Minute, my dad and my mom.
So just in case you needed that translated, that is, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to One Heat Minute with my dad and my mum, and the host is Hazel Hermione Howard. Because this is a special bonus episode of One Heat Minute, and as promised episode, I haven't posted the live episode from Sydney Film Festival, but at the Sydney Film Festival, I did an introduction for my guest in this super special bonus episode to say that this guest, maybe 18 months ago when I had a wild dream in my head that Michael Mann could possibly be a part of One Heat Minute, this guest today throughout at the time an impossible task. Sure, Blake, I'll be on the show if Michael Mann comes on the show. And at the time, it was a complete impossibility, a complete fiction, a complete fabrication of imagination. But as folks who are now listening through and anticipating this wonderful ending to this incredible show and this incredible experience, this community that we've formed, you all know that Michael Mann is the final episode. So my guest, just ever so briefly in this short episode, is my wife, Samantha Howard. Samantha Howard. Sam, welcome to One Hit Minute.
Thank you. Hello.
Say what you were going to say.
I think it was extremely naive of me to think that you and your determination wouldn't get you where you are with Michael Mann being on here, with, even if it was not to get me on.
Just out of spite?
Yes.
You reckon I upped my game? Absolutely. Just out of spite?
Absolutely.
I'm not going to lie, it definitely helped. It definitely helped going, you know what, why not? Why not? Why not this show? Why not get Michael Mann on? Why not just make Sam get on this podcast as begrudgingly as she wants to? So, for, you know, fans of the movie, you know that the home lives, the wives, you know, they say all the great lines. All you are is what you're going after. You know, and the guys talk about, you know, this regular type life that your life will. while she's on the podcast, she doesn't have to talk too much. I'm not going to ask her too many questions. This is just a victory. It's a victory for me. This is like the best. This is, you know, in Seinfeld where George Costanza talks about having hand. This is where I have the upper hand finally, and I get to share it with all the listeners of this show shaking their head at me right now. But what I will say is a lot of people ask, you know, how did you do it? A lot of people who know me ask, you know, how did you do it with a... excuse me. How did you do it with a kid, one kid at the time?
At the start.
It was one kid. How did you do it? And then how did you do it with two kids? The only way that I could
have done... With a pregnant wife in between.
And a pregnant wife. I'm getting there. See, sassy Malassie over there. I'm trying to build up to a thank you. How did I do it? Well, I literally had an incredible wife who, at weird times of the day and night, would, when tired, when pregnant, when breastfeeding, would be taking care of a toddler and a baby. So I'm on some random, up at some random hour interviewing an international guest or a local guest and at multiple houses along this journey. I just can't thank her enough because it literally could not have been done without her helping me and lifting me up and being here and being her awesome self. So thank you.
Thank you, babe. That's, it's very lovely. But, in response to that, or in addition to that, you know, just despite the challenges that going through a pregnancy throughout this and a birth of a second child and two under two and everything that comes along with it, the early wake-ups, not from the toddler or the newborn, but from the eager husband showing me a tweet, an email, an article, anything of the sort, from an array of different people, despite the pain and additional tiredness that may have caused. it's just testament to your passion for this project. And, I think all of the praise and all of the remarks and sentiments you have been getting and will get following this,
this interview particularly from my friends,
more than deserving. Thank you, Stu. pardon me. Are more than deserving, and you're extremely humble, so I know that you'll take it with a grain of salt, but you definitely deserve to bask in it. It's been a very long 2 years, but also very rewarding as well.
Look at that. You've been on this show for 6 whole minutes. Are you okay?
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? 6 minutes are better than 0 minutes. Now, this is the most important question. Mm-hmm. Do you actually like this movie?
I do.
How many times do you think I've made you sit through it?
But I'll just add first, before I think about the number. I think... before you, I definitely wouldn't have liked it. But I definitely didn't like or appreciate films as much before you either. You get to see them in a very different light, for better or for worse.
Yeah, so what happens as a partner who's dating a film critic?
Yes.
You go and see a stack of movies. Because when you...
That you would never even consider.
You would never consider. And then you became even more of a ruthless movie snob than me.
It's true. Yes.
Yeah. But Heat was a movie that I continued to revisit because especially after seeing a bad film or a series of bad films where you're just like, there's no end in sight. Why would you do this to yourself? Why would you bother watching all this new trash from every other country or even locally?
Correct.
We came back to Heat a lot.
We did. Always.
Yeah.
Always. Quite regularly. Quite regularly. So, look, it would have to be...
8 minutes. I can't fucking believe it. Are you all right?
I can stop talking now if you want.
No, I'm just so happy that you're here. I'm so happy that you're a part of it. I just wanted to sprinkle you and the family through here because even if you go back all the way to the 90th episode, if someone's listening on beautiful stereo headphones, you can hear my wife in the background wrangling our toddler, Hazel. You can hear her. She's not even one, I don't think, at that stage. She's over one. My wife at the time is like busting at the seams, only like less than 4 weeks away from our son being born. She's carrying around a toddler on her back in like one of those baby born carriers, and she's got a big busting baby boy in her tummy. And my daughter's running around and I'm sort of moderately guising how distracted I am at a live show, the 90th episode, the beginning of the Neil McCauley Vincent Hanna conversation. And so there's like sort of subvert glimpses of our family that have been in these episodes, but I just feel like I couldn't have done it without you. So I wanted to say that I would love to get you on the show. That's me getting the upper hand ever so briefly as I should only have the upper hand ever so briefly in our marriage. And thirdly, just to say thank you, but it's just fun having you on here. It's fun because you've been around a few of the episodes that have been recorded and you're always in silence and I see smiles or maybe a smirk or a laugh, but never having to be the one that has any kind of scrutiny on it. So it's just nice to have you on the show. And look, I even got you a special guest star intro.
Look, I don't even think any of what I have said needs to be aired. The introduction is enough, I think.
Well, look.
I think Hazel is more than enough for all four of our family members.
Indeed she is. God, what podcast is she going to do? What podcast is this kid going to do? Let's
leave that for another day.
That's another day. Well, Sam Howard, my lovely wife, thank you for being on 1 Hit Minute.
You're welcome.
Stu, you got a name drop. Look at you. She's shaking her head. Stu Coote, he's going to love this. He's going to absolutely love it. Jamie's going to love it. Gar's going to love it. Oh, it's beautiful.
They're all... Yeah. I have no words. I cannot finish that sentence. I will not finish that sentence.
Rosie, she's going to love this too. She's much sweeter though. Rosie's going to absolutely die. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to this special bonus episode of 1 Hit Minute. It may have absolutely nothing to do with Heat, but it has everything to do with 1 Hit Minute. Thank you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week now at Menards. Save big.